Let's go live, guys.
Lock. Loose. Collectors. Forever.
Isn't it great to be alive on a Tuesday night with the Fig Guys? It's me. It is the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montato. Joining me, as usual, the hottest hot tag partner in the business, the master of mayhem himself.
It's me. It's good old Mike B. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another beautiful episode of the Fig Guys on another beautiful Tuesday evening. Tom, got a little bit of a somber one this week, but it's going to be good. Yeah. I promise we're going to make it fun, but how the hell are you doing, my friend?
I feel bad. I just stepped all over your opening, and I said like the same thing you say, and I didn't even realize it until you did yours.
No sweat off my fig case, that's for sure.
I'm done that.
We're doing good, man. How's it going, bud?
I mean, I'm here. I had 4 days off from work. I go back tomorrow. Then I go back for 4 days, and then I'm off for 4 more days for Christmas. I have off Christmas Eve. I go back Christmas Day. But
you get a whole little vacation there.
Yeah, well, I don't know. 4 day weekend. I get 3 day weekends every weekend, but every so often I like to take that 4 day weekend. So.
You have to. I believe it's good for the soul, especially after the weekend we had. We all know what happened.
That was it. That's why I had the 4 day weekend, because I had to watch that live. I couldn't watch it the next day. It just would not be the same watching something like that the next day. So yeah. I traded with somebody at work. I worked Monday. I had off Saturday. Got to watch Saturday night's main event live. Very happy to see Jesse the Body Ventura return to our screens again.
Jesse the Macho Man, the Body, the myth, the legend. I love that he grew the beard out. He looked amazing.
He did. And apparently, did you see he had a couple of health issues last year? And that's the real reason why he wasn't on Saturday night's main event. So.
Well, I'm not happy to hear about the health issues, but I'm happy to hear that there was no heat with Jesse.
It's like the dirt sheets just get worse and worse. And, Jesse being Jesse, he used to say it in years ago, but, you know, you win a title 17 times, but that also means you lose the title 17 times. You don't hear anybody talking about that.
He was great.
But he's so good, Jesse. I love that he's back.
One of the biggest shocks from takeaways from Saturday is hearing Jesse the Body Ventura put over the late great Hulk Hogan.
It only take Hogan dying for him to do it.
I'll take what we can get, but that was like Sean and Brett putting each other over.
I couldn't believe when he did it, because we known they had a bitter rival going back to the 80s, Ventura and Hogan. So
yeah,
to see Ventura give the credit to Hogan that's due, you know, listen, personal shit aside, whatever Hogan did, but what Hogan did for the industry, what he did for wrestling.
Yeah.
Mike, I got it. I might as well start with this.
Let's do it.
Cena-centric episode. I might have been wrong last week.
Yeah?
When I listen to a lot of Cena interviews. I listen to a lot of people talk about Cena. I think I might be wrong when I said he's not the GOAT. I mean, I said he didn't transcend the business, and then I'm watching videos of all sports athletes doing the "you can't see me" for a guy. I'm totally like, I could admit when I'm wrong, but for a guy that was ahead of the biggest lulls in wrestling to still be transcending all these sports athletes doing that, it's not like wrestling is even now for those 20 years. So I might have been wrong. He might have really carried it on his back. You talk about a guy that had no take, and all he did was give to this business.
I got goosebumps hearing you say it. You know,
I don't know if he is the GOAT. I don't know if he's not the GOAT, but I think I was wrong. I think he deserves a lot more credit than I gave him last week. I feel bad. The guy just wanted nothing that's what's better for this business. He loved this business.
Yeah.
Always wanted to leave it better. And, you know, we talk about what Hogan did for the business, but Hogan took.
Cena
gave. Austin was booked to lose to Lesnar and he walked out. Cena, we need you to do this. How do you want me to do it? I think there's so much. I think every single wrestler, an indie wrestler, should go and listen to these interviews and study what everything this man said. Because if you go into business for yourself, if you want to do this or that, but if they give you what they want and you say, how can I make it work? That's how you're going to move up. That's the smart thing to do. So I'm just saying, I might have been wrong. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm more of an open book now than I was last week. I love listening to all the interviews. I think I listened to every Cena interview.
He's just so well spoken, well put together, and the way his cadence, and his outlook on things is so pure in a world that's very unpure. There's a lot of bad stuff out there, especially when you're at that level of celebrity. You don't need to be that guy, right? You could be you could be the biggest asshole in the world and people will still buy a ticket to come see you, but there's so much more than that behind the jorts and the armbands and the hat. And it's crazy, man.
It's going to lead me to part two of my of what I want to say about this is Cena tapping out. Saturday night's main event. Cena going out. Listen, I've said this time and time again. I get people putting somebody over on the way out. I really do. Sometimes I think you could also send the fans home happy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my opinion. I was rooting for Cena. I wanted to see him win. Like, let's just put a nice bow on the end of the career. Let him go over. Sounds so simple, right?
Yeah.
But if Triple H, if every person came to Cena and said, you're going over in this match, I don't think he would have had it.
I don't think he would have had
it. No, I don't think it. He wouldn't have had it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have had it. And the reaction Gunther got on Raw this week is why they did what they did.
100%.
And then we get that little face-to-face with him and AJ. We all know AJ is retiring. Sounds like this is a, you know, you talk about Randy Orton's been a legend killer before and Piper's been a legend killer before. Gunther could become the true legend killer if he retires AJ.
I mean,
if Jericho comes back, he retires Jericho. If he retires Brock, we're seeing those rumors.
Yeah.
Let it keep going. I'm loving it. I'm telling you.
I'm not against it. I really ain't. Please. Yes.
I just didn't finish. But for the reaction it got, because we've seen people go out on their backs before, right? And it's never been an issue like this because of it just shows you how special Cena was that's what the reaction was. It's like that old saying, like, is it better to have loved and lost than never loved at all?
Yeah.
Is it better to have had Cena and now lose him than to never have had him at all? Of course it was better to have him. And he tells a story on his way out. And now the rumors, and I noticed this on Saturday night's main event, is it wasn't planned for him to tap. If you could watch Gunther's expression when he taps, Gunther legit looked like he had no clue that Cena was going to tap. And he's asking the ref, what? Did he tap? Like, he looked shocked.
It was the most expression I've seen on Gunther, period, in my entire life of watching him. Like, he was.
Well, he's so old school bad guy. Like, he does it so well.
He does. It's crazy to try to package it all together, especially because it's been. I don't know. It's for me, this is. I mean, you had Hogan, and like I had Hogan too, but like this is somebody we watched from the very, very, very start. Broadcast on our TVs every week, in and out. I mean, the guy's done every possible great thing a pro wrestler could do, from the Make-A-Wishes to the tribute to the troops to everything in between. I mean, stand-up individual.
Absolutely.
I think the best thing about it, it was poetic. The way he went out, because when he did that, everybody thought, oh yes, we got this. And
he had me,
he took a breath and said, I don't need to do it anymore. And it told the best story possible, I think.
100%.
Because like, listen, it could have been a Sting where he goes out on top. He's got the titles, and it's beautiful moment, right?
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, what are we still talking about that match? You know, after we acknowledge Sting retired. Nobody, the Young Bucks didn't do anything. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there was no takeaway from it besides, oh, it was Sting's moment. But this was so long put together, so well put together.
I agree.
That, and not only did it flow so well, I think it changed the landscape of what a Saturday night's main event could be from here on out. Dude, which is another thing that I don't think a lot of people are talking about is, like, they just turned Saturday night's main event into one of the most special shows.
The last two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, title change hand.
Well, you think about it, like, which is a very, very big thing to not happen on a Saturday night's main event.
Right, right.
Saturday night's main event was never about moments, you know?
Right.
It was about pleasing the crowd and getting the early.
It was always the bridge to, like, a pay-per-view or something bigger. Like, it set up WrestleMania 4 when Andre turned. Then you also got the main event when Savage turned on Hogan. Like, it was the bridge. It was, they didn't have these big TVs back in the day. I felt like when they first brought it back a year ago, like, it didn't get the ratings it deserved because I felt like it was booked rather poorly. Like, you didn't put your biggest, CM Punk should have been on the first Saturday night's main event. Like, your biggest 100%. Names to get people to tune in. Like, you're going on national TV. And I get you had Cody and KO on that first one, but you needed bigger draws the rest of the show. Like, yeah, Chelsea Green win the United States title back on that one. And I was there, and I enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
But to go back on national TV and try and draw people in, you should have put your biggest names on there, your biggest draws.
Yeah,
and then the other thing they did with the first one that was a mistake is KO attack and Cody was after the show went off the air. That cliffhanger should have happened on the air to get people, the casual watchers, oh shit, now I got to turn into Raw. The
way it ended, agree.
Like, it was poorly booked. Listen, and I think Triple H is a much better booker than Vince was at Vince's the last 10 years. And the shows are definitely more watchable, but there are still things that we could nitpick and say, hey, you could do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
So, and again, we're like, the best quote I saw was on PW Insider, and I forgot who said it, but was they were comparing Vince is booking versus Triple H's booking, and they said at least with Triple H we're never getting a dew drop.
It's very true.
And we're never getting very like no matter what, Triple H doesn't treat us like we're idiots. I feel like he has more respect for the fans. So is it, I mean, I still think Raw and SmackDown are very watchable every week. I mean, like, go watch the Raw down with me at J-Bone from like the Raw review on the Tavern. There were episodes I had fallen asleep. The show was so bad. And also, guys, tune into the Raw Down tonight because J-Bone makes his return to the show. So.
Ooh, good stuff. I like to hear it, man.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, see, we get one superstar retires and another one emerges. We like to hear that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so,
but
like,
no,
I go ahead. No, I just, for the whole time we had going into this, and the doubling down that Cena, this is it. And he wasn't joking. This is it. You know, get what you need to get out of it. And I think he was kind of warning the people that weren't going to react okay.
Yeah.
To get what you need to get from Cena while he's doing this hurrah farewell tour. Because once the match ends, you're not going to be happy.
Yeah. And guys in the chat, let us know what you think as well about the whole weekend. But I tell you, it really sunk in for me last night watching Raw, watching like the video packages and everything, and then Gunther coming out, and I'm thinking, it kind of winded me. I'm thinking, man, there's no shot he comes out here and defends himself or tries to lead to something else. Like it seemed more real last night to me because Saturday we still saw him.
Yeah.
Last night it's like, oh shit, man.
Man.
It's, you know?
It's crazy. It really is, but from the beginning of Saturday night's main event, it was nonstop. That might have been one of the best shows from WWE put on all year.
Showcasing the NXT talent, Obafemi is just a huge, huge monster of a guy. I can't wait to see how they use him on the main roster.
Yeah.
Javon Evans and Leon Slater looked amazing in their tag team match. Again, and everybody, we've heard the criticism of the way, like, oh, WWE has the better end of the deal with TNA, and now WWE goes and puts one of the young stars from TNA on Saturday night's main event. How cool is that?
With the X Division title.
With the X Division title.
With, I mean, yes, we'll live in the world where it's still on NBC in our minds, but on national television, you got the TNA logo.
Yeah.
You got the TNA X Division champion coming out, making a big presence for themselves. What better booking can you get out of that? What more exposure can you get out of that? I mean, you are on one of the top apps of all time for people to tune into something on the biggest show of the year, for sure, because we knew, you know, this was a spectacle, which is it's not a norm from the not having Vince around. We're not used to spectacles, damn it. So it felt like a spectacle, damn it.
And to all the people, and I've seen it online, and we heard the chants, the people that want Vince back, trust me, you don't want Vince back.
No.
Go back and watch a Raw or a SmackDown from 5 or 6 years ago, and you don't.
They want the idea of Vince back.
We wouldn't be getting what we're getting now. You know, they gave shout-outs to Taz and JR.
Another thing, yeah.
We never would have heard that if Vince was still there. Like,
there is so much that went into this that was mind-blowing. You know, like hearing Michael Cole, like it felt like it was a send-off to what? I'm still trying to figure out what. But it felt like it was a send-off because there was no need for them to bring up Michael Cole and Taz, or bring up Taz and JR. They could have went. They could have did the whole show without doing that.
Well, let me ask you about the one line, probably the biggest line of the night, that Michael Cole said. Tonight, pro wrestling destroys
sports entertainment.
Sports entertainment.
It's wild. They're bringing it back.
Yeah. I got goosebumps just saying that.
It's,
I can't even explain the chill I got when I said that.
It's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, Triple H for the fifth time in a year just announced it's a new era. Like
That was the most terrible way to lead in the Raw.
he just did it a month ago. I sent a tweet to Matt from the Extra Cooler Show. But
it was like 3 weeks ago.
Right, and I sent it to you. He sent it to me. Like Triple H has said that many times over the last year. Like, that's becoming Tony Khan's. I have a huge announcement.
And it is. It really is.
And
he's
listen,
on par.
I'm gonna call a spade a spade. I love both companies. I really do. Like,
yeah.
Do I follow AEW as much as I once did? No, but I still love the company. I still want them to succeed, and I'll still tune into the pay-per-views I follow.
Yeah.
I just want wrestling's thriving now. Even if it's not what it was a year ago or 2 years ago, it's still better than it was 5, 6 years ago. So, but
it really is.
Got to stop new beginning, new era.
Unless you're pulling in the big cards. If they brought up half the NXT roster, and you know, yeah, that would be different.
Well, it looks like Javon Evans is being called up, right?
Yeah.
I think who else was on the show?
Sol Roca. Oh my Roca, goodness!
Yeah.
What
a star!
What a match! And that's something I did want to call out too. While we were in the middle of talking about it all, the show from top to bottom, there was not a dull moment. The commercial breaks weren't killing.
Dude, agreed.
So that was the best pacing for a show, I felt, because you had your matches. There was no interruptions. You didn't have to go, oh man, we got to watch this in the tiny picture in picture.
Yeah.
It was enjoying the full spread of it all. Quality work. Cody and Obafemo did such a good job.
Obafemi,
whatever. It's the same thing. You get where I'm going. But the like every match on the card had a place, and it felt good. It felt important. It was a lot of the passing of the torch on all sorts of ends.
I think I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again. Bayley is another person in this business that we're not going to know what we had with her until she walks away.
Yeah.
She's so good. That was phenomenal.
And then, like, I think the only down point for you was when The Miz came. And listen, sentimental as sentimental be, Miz will still always be, in my book, one of the most underrated performers, and especially his rivalry with John Cena. So it was what a better way than to have R-Truth, The Miz, and the surprise of Joe Hendry, who was clamoring to be any part of the John Cena retirement tour.
And I guess
I love
now
to see it.
Maybe Joe Hendry's on a roster as well, on a main roster as well. So maybe we did see a bunch of call-ups. I think just this is my guessing, as I'm pretty sure we're going to see Ricky Saints on the main roster now as well. It's also time to get Ego up on the main roster.
I wholeheartedly agree. But, man,
Great Saturday night's main event. Great, great sad weekend. When did it get you, Mike? What, like watching it? When did tears? Did you hit any tears?
Oh yeah, it was. It was hard to watch the match and be collected, but I tried my best to do it. And like, there's so much goes into it because, again, with the whole family, it's not a, especially with the kids getting older, it's not a lot of time where you're sitting down watching something for 3 hours, you know?
Yeah.
And remnants of what I used to do with my dad when I was a kid, you know, you're just sitting there, you're feeling it all. But my God, man, it was the music hit and he came out and he grabbed the camera from Stu. And I was just like, aw. And it was the salute. The salute is what got me the most. Cause of course I'm sitting in my bed. I salute right back and just a puddle of waterworks, man. It's
same. That's when it started for me during his first, when he was coming out and then Lillian with the ring announcement.
So much like it didn't stop. Cause it was, this might be the last FU. Michael Cole called it the FU again.
I know. And then when Cena said one last time, when he went for it, like, I was like, oh my God.
But again, like so well done, and it wasn't like it was a bad Cena match.
No, it wasn't bad.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
The fans chanting, "You still have it."
Yeah,
I thought there was only one chant that was missing. I think they would have hit a home run if they would have chanted, "You can wrestle."
Oh, it would.
That would have been the storybook ending if they yelled it that night.
You know, and that's the other thing is, too, is like the crowd was so into it, respectfully. The only thing I was mad about with that crowd is that every single person in that arena should have had a damn Cena shirt on.
Yeah.
Like, but I get it, you know, but it's still, it's the moment was there.
Oh, yeah.
I loved when the callback to Super Cena, something I completely like forgot about as I was watching. And you just hear, you know, the crowd starts calling for Super Cena. You're like, oh, I forgot all about that. And then, like, he hit that second attitude adjustment off the top rope. It was like there were so many good moments where it was this close.
Yeah. They told a great story. They had us on the edge of our seats. Like, listen.
Whole time.
I told everybody, like, before. I'm like, God. Like, even my wife, she's like, oh, he's going to win. I'm like, I'm going to tell you right now, don't get your hopes up. He's not winning. It wasn't a prediction. It was a spoiler.
Yeah.
There was no way Cena was going over in that match. As much as I wanted him to, as much as anybody wanted him to, he wasn't doing it. He wouldn't do it. You know, I'm kicking myself for not paying for the meet and greet at WrestleMania now.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm kicking myself from not going to C2E2 and, you know, all that. But it's not the end of Cena.
There'll be other opportunities, right?
And probably cheaper.
Yeah. Although, I think he did a meet and greet for Saturday night's main event. I think it was like $500 or
Saturday night.
Survivor Series, maybe it was.
He just did something. I think he's doing something this weekend. It's like $150 to meet him.
Oh, see, I would do that.
I would do that in a heartbeat. Absolutely. But that was it, like when during the match, all this tension and emotions coming out of everybody. And it's like he's still that same Cena, though.
Yeah.
And that's what was the thing. He didn't lose a step. And I think fans will appreciate it down the road that he chose to take it out while he still can go out on top. A lot of people won't do that. A lot of especially in wrestling, a lot of guys are too stubborn to give up that spot or give up that want to be the top guy, want to be there. And I was talking to Adam from Big Shots.
Yeah, our buddy.
I said the best part of all this is Monday morning, Cena will be able to smell his flowers. He's not going to be dead. It's not going to be too past his time.
Yeah.
He's not going to have dementia. He's still all there. You know what I mean? Like there's, as a fan, when you look at it, like with all the people we've lost in the past couple of years, I mean, our whole time watching, but Bray Wyatt's never going to get that moment.
No.
You know what I mean? And I think it's more important that we appreciate it. I kind of think when when the crowd started chanting bullshit, I think it kind of sucked the vibe away from Cena's celebration because he was just like, and like, you know, and I felt like it put a pause on things for a minute there until everybody came out and they played the video for him.
Yeah.
But
what a great reaction. I'm glad. I mean, they got what they needed by him. Like, again, we don't know if he was meant to tap.
Yeah.
I don't think he was. I really don't think he was. And then that little smirk he had on his face when he tapped.
You ever see a guy tap?
Like, just like that.
Bully Ray said it, and Cena confirmed it. Like, he was being Obi-Wan, man.
Yeah.
He knew he was going down. Instagram. It was beautiful. But I like the moment from that, like the hope, that was one of the best spots in pro wrestling history, because people were ready for Cena to come back, and he was just like, you know, I don't need to do it. I can't. He's like, I got nothing left. And I'm sorry, but he's like, you know, it was watching Clint Eastwood right off into the sunset.
But dude, it reminds me of Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair. And Shawn Michaels, you know, another classic moment. I'm sorry. I love you.
It's insane. But I'm so, as a fan, I am so honored to be there for the whole thing. And I agree. It's so, like, yes, we've done it with Orton. Yes, we've done it with a lot. But, I mean, nobody knew who John Cena was. That's first SmackDown. They were like, who the hell is this guy? He's jacked. He brings ruthless aggression. And it was just so, such a beautiful, beautiful timeline. Wrestling's amazing when it's done right. John Cena did us right.
Oh, yeah. Like, you can't even argue that. He went out the way he wanted to.
Yeah.
So you can't argue that.
I think one of the hardest photos from the whole weekend was Cody sitting at the ring crying, like just taking it in.
Did you watch post show?
I watched
Jackie Redman. Yeah, that got me seeing Cody choked. Cody, you gotta love Cody. How much he loves wrestling, man.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the industry that just has it running through his veins like Cody does.
No. And truly, truly gets all of the aspects of business.
Yeah.
But like watching him staring at Cena's shoes, screw the post show, you know, like just watching him in the background, like,
yeah,
he was really, really taking it in and appreciating the moment. Like,
yeah,
it's a reminder to do the same as a fan, right? Because again, this doesn't happen. Oh, I mean, in our lifetimes, how many times have we watched a wrestler actually call it quits and retire, get a nice send off, and you're appreciative of it, you know?
Yeah.
We rarely get it. Death knocks too soon.
You see, you know,
bad things happen, and I'm just so happy about it, man.
People saying to him, oh, you got the chance to do it on your terms. He's like, this isn't on my terms. He's like, I don't want to be done.
No.
And again, I think I've told you, I know people that know Cena, and I've heard how bad his lower back really is, and that it's been a real effort for him to do this for years. And like he says, and it rings true when I listen to it, because I've heard it through third parties about how bad he was, that like we don't realize what he has to do to get ready for a match, how he has to recover for a match. And now we hear AJ Styles, the same age as Cena, saying the same thing.
Yeah.
I can't help but wonder if the new schedule of WWE would have had these guys lasting a little longer, not working those loops, working 5-6 days a week, you know.
Definitely.
You can't help but wonder, like, but also I'm gonna sign to sound crazy here, but do we really want guys sticking around too long? The stories get stale if somebody's there. Like Cena's lore is he hasn't really been a full-time wrestler in 6 years, 7 years.
Yeah.
So I think that helps extend him and keeps it happy when he comes back, instead of like, you know, I love Jericho, but kind of look at what happened with Jericho and AEW. Sometimes you wonder about the way WWE does things, like the way they hold their older guys, like the way they handled Edge his last couple of years when he came back. He was back, but he wasn't full time. We got to see him in special moments, and maybe, you know, everybody's like, oh, let's get him every week. No, maybe WWE actually knows what they're doing when they do that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's so hard for us because as fans, we just want them as much as we can possibly get them.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe we don't get things that we think we get. You know,
it's like going to a buffet.
Am I making sense?
Yeah, no, it's like going to a buffet. You see the steak, you see the potatoes, you see the ice cream, you see all the desserts. You want everything on your plate.
Yeah.
But you can only consume so much, man, before you're like, oh, and you're sick to your stomach. And that's a very nice recipe for wrestling.
And let's just say you love the meatloaf, and the meatloaf is there every single week. Well, after having a meatloaf every week, is it going to be a special or is it going to be...
Yeah. You know? You can't have steak and lobster every night and expect right. it to be steak and lobster forever.
So I'm beginning to understand their booking a little more when it comes to these guys.
Yeah.
You know, let's sprinkle it in for the meaningful moments. You know, if it means we get them a little longer.
I was very content with Cena being the WrestleMania guy. Once a year, we knew we were going to get a Cena match for the most part, right? You know, he was showing up, and when we didn't, we weren't like, "Aw." I think that's the thing. If he would have just walked away, we wouldn't even be having this conversation, this episode, none of this.
Just rode into the sunset, right?
Easily,
He could have just wrestled, and we didn't know it was his last match, like Stone Cold.
Yeah, and would it have been fitting? Probably. Would we have been happy? We wouldn't have been upset. I think that's the thing, is people got it, and they wanted it to be everything that they envisioned it to be, right?
Yeah.
But Cena had his hand on the pulse. He knew where it was going to benefit the company and what was going to benefit the talent in the long run. I thought the match was a beautiful roller coaster of emotions and done so damn well.
They had me believing he could actually win, and I went in thinking he has no shot.
Yeah, 100%. And that was the thing. And then a beautiful, beautiful video package afterwards.
Yeah,
Vince, and it's just, you know, I think that was the whole crowd lost it. There was the nice, and it just, that was the only moment I think Cena really got choked up.
Yeah.
Was because the way they showed him, the look in his face, he was like, shit, you know, but in a beautiful way. And I loved every minute of it. I thought the show was fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, really well done.
I thought everyone did an amazing job. I love watching Lillian Garcia's reaction.
Yeah.
Cena tapping, like her shock. She looked like, oh my God. Like, so
it was good. Going into it where they're all holding up the "we can see you" thing.
Yeah,
that was so, like, I watched that like four times before Saturday.
Yeah, me too.
And I was like, this is so good. And me then too. Saturday comes and I'm like all watered up. And
I commend Triple H for facing the crowd on the post show. Like, he could have easily just not gone out there, but
yeah.
Guys, the guy is good at what he does.
He is. And shout out to Big Shots. Getting that giant John Cena in the background the whole time. Beautiful.
I was texting with Adam about that, sending him pictures.
Shout out to Mattel, too, getting commercials for the John Cena figure, too.
Not only that, but I was watching this dude's video on YouTube the other night. Like, since I have my new TV, like, I'm just watching random YouTube videos. And it came up on my YouTube, this guy goes to the Cena Superstore. And I watched, like, a 20-minute video of this guy in the store. And he's like, I'm here for the Cena Big Shot. And I'm like, but
so
he showed
cool.
the whole store. But, like, I'm discovering all this new stuff now with my new TV. That stuff I never... Also, go watch the vlog of the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, Troy Drive. I thought that was fun.
Yeah, super, super good.
Yeah.
It was a very, very beautiful weekend.
Yeah.
And the takeaway is Gunther is going to be a beast, man.
Dude.
I just wish he worked a little stiffer for this was my big problem with Saturday. He was working light. And I know he was working light cuz he was working Cena. That's understandable.
I agree with you. Like, well, for the most part, the only thing I really felt he was working light with was the sleeper hold, but
his chops were shit. Cena
was all marked up from them, so I don't know if
there was
really...
a few that were good, but some of them, like, I was
the
watching
ones in
when
the
he
back?
When, yeah, those were good, but when he was outside and he was just doing straight chest, like, he was like, I don't know how to explain it. He was finger tapping them basically. And like, if you're gonna put out the biggest dog, at least make it look believable.
And then, like, he really sunk in the sleeper at the end, like, for when he finally tapped. You
needed it, though. That one.
And I kind of thought that's what he was doing, but I just thought it went on a little too long.
Like,
maybe there should have been a couple of attempts. And again, who am I to book a match? I think he could have done a couple of attempts where, like, he didn't really get it locked in, where it didn't look as weak like it did. And then he finally gets it locked in when he did, and that's when Cena has to...
I completely agree with you on that. So, there was like, I forgot, it was like mid-match. He put a sleeper on Cena, though. And his arm was so loose that Cena was like,
I noticed it.
He pulled it away, readjusted it, and then was like, oh. I was like, come on. But I'm so happy that Cena did that.
Yeah.
Because I would have been pissed if he went out and it looked weak.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and you would have been like, come on, what are we doing here? But he got it by the end. And that's all that mattered. Like, I loved it. I thought there's not a more poetic way for him to go out, especially because he was the guy that never gave up. And I hear a lot of people complaining about that. Oh, John Cena just gave up and it ruined everything he stood for.
No, it didn't.
No, it was his time to give up. His time was now. It was done. He couldn't. He didn't need to go on any longer. He didn't have to fight any harder.
Yeah.
He gave us everything he had in that gas tank.
And then seeing him take off those old Skechers in the ring.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And then the figure's not accurate, guys.
Listen.
No, it was funny. So there, you heard that he had his SummerSlam bands on. Did you hear that?
No.
He didn't even have the last match armbands on. Those were his match with Cody. When Cody beat him.
I wonder why.
I think it was like a symbolic passing the torch.
Oh, okay.
Because he let Cody beat him for the title.
Yeah, time will tell. I haven't able to get it confirmed one way or the other if they're going to change the figure to match what he actually wore during a match.
We'll figure it out. It's too early to
be worried about it. To be determined when I asked. I inquired. I tried to get everybody an answer here. Like, I want to know, too. And if it comes out the way it was shown, I'm fine with that. It looks great. We're going to show pictures in a couple of minutes.
I'm happy about it, yeah.
Should we get into the news?
Well, I mean, we could get into the news. We absolutely can get into the news. We're 40 minutes in already. Let's do it.
Hold on. Tell the people where they can find us. I got to load up the news. I didn't even do that yet.
Oh, you're beautiful. Guys, are you enjoying the content here? Are you having a good time? Because I'm having a good time. Tom's having a good time. We're all having a good time. But head on over to thefigguys.com for all of your Fig Guy needs. And that includes our podcast drops, which are Wednesdays, which you're watching right now. We're recording live. That's a special for you. But if you're driving and you need something to ease your little wrestling figure ears, brother, well, then go check it out. We're on RSS. We're on Spotify, Apple, you name it. If you're looking for the bonus episodes, please, if you're on RSS, please go to the very last page because the bonus episodes are there because we just shot a fantastic bonus episode with our good friends over at Title Run Toys, which will be up in the news a little bit. But what a great sit-down interview that was with the two brothers running ship over there. I loved it.
Yeah,
I thought that was a fascinating interview. Go check it out. It's up on our feeds everywhere you get our audio goodness. And then go check out Title Run Toys while you're at it, titlerun.com.
Adrian Adonis figure almost, you know, one of the exclusives is almost sold out. I still got to order mine because I'm going to kick myself if I miss it.
Yeah.
But also, they have very few Danny Davis. They have, I think he said the other day after we got off, 6 signed Danny Davises left. So if you're looking for that, head over to their site, see if it's still there. I don't even know. It could be gone by now.
Yeah.
But if you want a signed Danny Davis Title Run Toys figure, head on over to Title Run Toys right now.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah. And just go look. Like, again, really fun interview. Great guys. It was so exciting to have them on finally. Yeah. And, you know, guess what? They're going to be back. We'll be doing some things with them. So I'm excited. I love to support good people and people who love wrestling. And again, just talking to these guys made me want to support them even more. It's kind of like when we had Adam on the show from Get Big Shot.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good to see people who grew up loving wrestling, like giving back and giving stuff that we all want. So.
Absolutely, and they appreciate it all.
Absolutely.
So that's what makes it even better. When you got good fans making product for people, that's just a win overall for everybody.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
All right, I'm gonna drop. Oh, they have a whole
shout out to Magic Almost.
Always our buddy Magic. Where is I'm gonna get the news going, but I'm gonna go grab something while the news bumper is going. Hopefully, I'm back by the time it's done. If not,
Tom broke
just hold
off
on the port for a second. Oh, and you can tell them what the news is brought to them by.
Let's do it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the news, and the news is brought to us by our good friends over at Figures Toy Company. If you are trying to get all the missing pieces to your absolutely awesome wrestling figure collection, there's no better place to do it than over at figuretoycompany.com, where they got all the goods that you possibly need. Your ropes are breaking, they're sagging a little bit. Well, you can go over to figuretoycompany.com and you can pick up a new set of ropes, turnbuckle pads. They got rings, ring skirts, you name it. Ropes, yes, ropes. It's okay. but guys, go check them out. And while you're there, get a nice big cart filled up for you and use code OFFICIALFIGGUYS to save yourself 10% off your orders, courtesy of me and Tom. We got your backs when it comes to collecting. We're going to have a hell of a 2026 about collecting because we're going to get into it, but check them out. We love them. They love us. Yeah. So much stuff. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you. I got what I need for later. Let's jump right into the news, Bellcaster.
Let's do it, because, man, we're starting off with some major news from our good friend Matt Cardona, broski of the show. See, he's always the broski of the week here at Fig Guys. It's amazing how it happens. But does Bustin make you feel good? Well, if that's the case, yes, ghost busting. Whoa, broski. The Matt Cardona micro brawlers are officially up for pre-order. And they're, I mean, we got mattcardonashop.com, but you have the two-up giant marshmallow Cardona, which kind of might be tasty. I'm going to leave that to Chelsea. I don't know what's going on there.
Take a s'mores out of that thing.
It would be the most over s'mores we ever made. And not only that, but you got two variants of Cardona in his awesome, spookishly, ghoulishly busting gear. See what I'm trying to avoid?
Yeah.
The thing, but I got the thing. But
I'm not afraid of no ghosts.
I'm not afraid of no ghosts either. They do have one of the catchiest theme songs.
They do. I remember that video, the music video when I was a kid was so popular. And everybody, amazing. Melissa Gilbert was in it. I think Debbie Gibson was in it. So many people that I loved as a kid. So I'd love to see that video again.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts either, but don't be afraid for these pre-orders. So head on over to mattcardonashop.com. Don't miss out, or else you too shall be busted by the broski.
There you go.
I like it. Yeah.
All right.
Boom. You know what it is. The last time is now. Well, maybe not, because FOCO Forever Collectibles is offering two fabulous pieces of two of the biggest legends. And we say legends very strongly here. Legends of all time, because we have the last match. The last time is now. John Cena bobblehead right there in all of his glory. Limited to 325 pieces. But that's not it. You hear the gong. It's coming. The Undertaker bobblehead limited to just 125 pieces. You two can reap and bobble at the same time like the Undertaker. It'll be a good time, man. Ultra low runs, premium presentation, and of course, instant shelf presence. These aren't going to last long, so make sure you don't take your time before your time's done. Because go get these bad boys. ForeverCollectibles.com. FOCO Collectibles? I don't know. You can Google it. Put a website on the link.
We'll put it in the show notes. How about that?
Whatever. Man? They could have it up on the little things, too. How are we going to get there? But it's fine. We get there with all the goods. These FOCO's coming out strong, man. I love the Cena bobblehead, obviously. And we're talking bobbleheads. These are big boys. These aren't like your little tiny get-it-free-at-the-ballpark bobbleheads. These are quality bobbleheads.
Yeah, these are really good.
Yeah.
Guys, if you're watching over on Instagram, come join us on YouTube so we could see you in the chat, because we can't see the chat comments on Instagram. But
we're tired of not being able to see people. Been doing it for 23 years. Yeah, man, come on. Like, change the gimmick. Let's do the damage. Yeah. But, man, yeah, these are awesome. Get them while they're hot and hire Instagram viewers.
Yeah.
In X, but hey, we were just talking about how awesome the guys behind the line are, but let's show you how awesome the line itself is, because these guys put all their hard work and effort into it, and after 40 years, Tom, it's been 40 years.
He didn't have a Jax Classic Superstar?
He might have.
I think he did. Let me look.
Hold on. I think he did too.
Hold on.
Sounds like
he might. Talking and
I'm talking. We're walking because I'm strutting my stuff just like this bad boy right here did. Adrian Adonis returns to Title Run toys in three distinct versions available right now. It's a huge, huge, massive moment for anybody who is a retro collector. And I love the whole run behind the retros. You guys got to check out the episode and just hear why they're making retros. And it's an awesome story. But go order these right now before they are gone, because they are flying fast. But save one for the OG Fig Kid, please. But head on over to TitleRunToys.com and pick it up while you can, because they're gone, they're gone.
This is his first figure in 40 years.
That's insane.
Not have it, Jax Classic Superstars.
Well, the one, maybe one out of 10 names that the Classic Superstars line missed out on.
Yeah, really.
But happy to see it, man. We got the hat coming in the Piper playset.
Yeah, is that a tease that maybe we're getting an Adrian Adonis figure?
I would love to hear it.
Me too, dude. Yeah. I'm gonna give you a challenge.
You give me a challenge.
Or me a challenge. Or somebody a challenge.
Challenge.
I'd love to see a complete list of wrestlers that Jack's Classic Superstars made and see how many Mattel's out at this point, because I think Mattel's gotten close.
Yeah. They are pretty caught up, I believe.
Yeah, so.
Especially, Mattel curious. Got Macho Man.
Yeah.
Jack's never had Macho Man.
That is true. Right.
You know, it was one of the coolest things about Wicked Cool Toys, why we're talking about Jack specific and Macho Man specifically. We never got a Macho Man Classic Superstars figure.
Yeah.
But we did get a Macho Man robe in the Classic Superstar packaging in one of those cosplay sets.
Oh, that was Jax who made that?
Yeah, well, Wicked Cool Toys. It was the same branding because it was Jeremy.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I love those little role play sets.
Dude, I did too. It was the silver
They never
robe,
fit
right?
though.
That wasn't meant for you.
That I call BS. That's not fair. But enough about me not fitting in the kids' clothing. Head on over to Title Run Toys and pick up your Adrian Adonis, your Danny Davis. They have a bunch of great names up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Series
yeah.
2
Jump
is
on
hot.
Bomb Angels coming soon.
Oh, yeah. And then we got to see a little sneak.
And I posted some pictures today of all the Adrian Adonis cardings and the up-close figures on our Instagram.
They look good. I love the artwork on these, too. The black card for the biker
Done by
Adonis.
Our buddy Nick from Nick Extra Cooler himself. He's
love it.
From Extra Cooler. He is Extra Cooler.
He is the Extra Cooler. He's even cooler. He's extra,
and again,
extra
it's
cooler.
Another amazing bonus episode if you want to go here. Just a fun interview.
Yeah.
Go listen to that one.
We're kind of good at that once in a while.
Yeah, we're going to do more, right, Mike?
Yeah.
We have a special something for Christmas coming.
We do. We got a special something for Christmas. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well.
All right. And last but not least for today.
Before their last time is now. You know, Funko's struggling a little bit there. But get it while you can, because that statement runs strong. The John Cena last match Funko Pop is officially up for pre-order over at the Funko website. Orders are open until January 5th, making this a must lock in Cena for your complete Funko collection. I'm even tempted to get one of these, and I don't do Funkos.
Are you? I tapped on Funkos. I got the WrestleMania one. They did a special WrestleMania Cena from this year, right? Is that what I got?
Yeah, yeah. They did the Vegas
one. Should be around
one.
Here a second.
It was a good one.
I don't know where it is right now, but it's around me somewhere. So, yeah, I don't think I need this one. I kind of do, but I want to buy everything.
Funko's Gunther. And you're Cena. You're like, no, happily tap. It's a great looking Funko for what it is. And he's got the hands out. We love it. It's fantastic. So go get it while you can.
Absolutely.
It's not the figure I'm looking forward to on this list, but
I know which one you're looking forward to. Forward to the one I'm looking forward to. Mike, what do you say we jump right into the ringside round?
Oh, we got one more thing right there.
We do?
We do.
Hold on. What was it? Oh.
There it is, because the last time is now. You guys head on over to
Mattel.
It's okay. It looks good. This is a beautiful picture, too, by the way. Head on over to Mattel Creations, because you got until the 31st. The time is ticking. Your time is up almost. Go pre-order it now. The last time is now. John Cena is available for pre-order over at WWE Shop as well as Mattel Creations, but only until December 31st, like I just said. And if you want to honor the legacy, the career, and the last run of John Cena, this is the ultimate edition to do it with. Perfect for all your display shelves, your collections, to give your Gunther the ass kicking he deserves after making your hero tap out. Well, you got to pre-order it to find out, right? So the only way to get it is head on over to Mattel Creations and pick it up. Cloth towel. Super pumped about that. It's a good one. So look at this beautiful stuff, man. He's donning the last time is now gear from his last match. I don't know what he's smiling right there, because he's got his hand. This foreshadowing.
Like that one looks like the hat is attached.
Ooh, good call.
Which makes it look better, so...
Yeah.
I think it looks great. I can't wait to get this. I need to order. Now, Mike, do you order one from Mattel Creations and one from WWE Shop? Because what if, say, WWE Shop comes with a special sticker or something?
Ooh.
That the other one doesn't have, and then everybody's going to be mad. Well, I ordered from here, and I didn't get that sticker.
Yeah.
Like,
am I
crazy for wanting to order one from each? Because I know I need two.
I think go for it, because you're going to order two anyway.
I need two anyway.
But no harm, no foul.
But if I order two, right? Because I need one to open and then one to keep closed. So I kind of need three then, right? Because And if I order three and they're the same, I don't think it's going to be hard to move one of these.
I don't think it will be either.
At cost. Like, you know?
Yeah. You know what's funny? It's these Mattel creation things. They'll go up. People will be like, oh, it's great. I'm going to order it. I'm going to order it. They put it off and they forget about it.
Yep.
And then when the figure comes out, people are like, damn, I forgot to order that. And they're like, yeah. the FOMO is real. This is one I would not waste your time on.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would go get it. This is going to be, we're not going to be done getting John Cena figures for the foreseeable future.
Never, ever.
Yeah. I think he's a guaranteed Legends contract for life for how good he was. You know, he's not a lot of people are up in that aspect, but he is. Listen, this is especially with the moment, it was beautiful. So make sure you commemorize it. Make sure you get a part of it for yourself before your time is up.
I had another scene of it. I guess that's it. I thought I had another picture. I guess
It looks better this way. I like
it. It looks so good. I can't wait to get this
new
figure.
Torso. He's not wearing, like, he's got a new torso. It looks more firm, more in line with what your John Cena would look like. So he's not super Cena. He's a little older, less jacked. I can't wait, man. Cannot wait.
I can't wait. I hope that maybe, I meant to say this when we were talking about him before, maybe we get like a Cena documentary along the lines of The Last Ride.
That'd be cool.
Somewhere.
How can you not?
So. Yeah, I hope so.
I'm sure there was cameras for everything.
Oh, yeah. But I want to see it. I want him to do a retrospect on his whole career, not just this.
I'm with you.
The Last Ride was an amazing special on The Undertaker. So I hope, you know.
Yeah.
You can see me, the John Cena story. Ooh, I just named it. How good is that?
That's that. I love it. Absolutely love it. Saving it to the queue.
There you go. WWE, you could have it.
You could have
it. If you like, I don't know, send me
Send him a free figure. Or tickets too. We'll both take tickets.
Yeah. You can see me, the John Cena.
We'll take
story.
All the tickets. Yeah.
We need to make a little trailer for that.
this summer. Yeah. So, the last time is now.
Only have until December 31st to order this figure on Mattel Creations or a WWE shop. So, like Mike said, do not waste time. Go place your order. And from what I read, there are some codes working on Mattel Creations. So.
Yeah.
You save 10 to 15%, depending on what code you use. I don't remember what the code was, or else I would have said it, but I totally forgot.
I know Cena's to happen.
Yeah.
It's foreshadowing. The smile, the hand, the placement, they knew.
Let's jump into the ringside roundup, because, boy, do we have some news for you with that. Ringside roundup. The Ringside Roundup is brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. Guys, Cyber Monday Sale 3.0 is going on right now. This week, it'll be Black Friday 4.0. If you haven't placed your order yet, this is about as cheap as you're going to see anything. Quit waiting to save another dollar or two. Go place your order. And when you do, make sure you use the code FIGGUYS, F-I-G-G-U-Y-S, and save yourself another 10% at checkout. What are you waiting for? Head on over to ringsidecollectibles.com.
Love it.
Wow, that's a good
read. We got a lot of stuff going on with Ringside.
We do. Guys, the biggest, well, as I mentioned, Cyber Monday sale right now, Black Friday.
That's some big news.
Sale coming later this
goods.
Week. But,
last minute Christmas presents?
Because all you had to do is say the name Joe Hendry, and he appeared for order, active order, in stock at Ringside Collectibles. Joe Hendry is here, the newest member of the unsanctioned line. Mike, what do you think?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. The best part is it's got a display stand, but Tom, when you hit that button, very, very, very akin to our old school entrance crate line, it plays the theme song and it's full. You could do the claps, you could do the wave. You got it all, baby. But this thing is immaculate. I was watching Tom from Ringside do their little live talking all about it.
I was watching that.
Two different gears. You got the white knee pads with more of his old school look, and you get the blue knee pads with more of a new school look. Super, super great. The likeness is so good. And Tom, it's got a display stand that plays the music. Did I mention that?
Dude, I think it's so cool. My only thing is, it plays the whole song. Do you like that it plays the whole song, or do you just wish it got right to the hook?
You know what? I wish there was a button on the old entrance grades so where you could do both.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
But this is a big deal for, you know, this isn't Mattel making this.
No.
This is Ringside Collectibles. Ringside Collectible Toys making this. Look how good that is. The chest hair.
Dude, I thought they nailed the chest hair. I think the smile on face is friggin' perfect.
I love the serious face too. It's like, yeah, so good. I can't wait to get these in hand.
Close up of that one. But dude, you guys could go order this now. If there's somebody, some wrestling fan that you haven't gotten anything for, surprise them with this. There's two versions.
Yeah. And you know what the biggest takeaway from this is, Tom?
What?
Ringside Collectibles is now making total nonstop action wrestling figures. You've seen the name on the package. That's not just for this. There will be future figures coming, which is amazing to hear. So not only did Joe Henry pull the Matt Cardona, he got a Ringside Collectibles figure with the TNA packaging went the same weekend he debuts. Well, not debuts, but I mean, it comes called up. I don't know how you call it. He was debuted. He was debuted for in front of the millions and millions of people watching John Cena's last run. So this is amazing.
The I Believe edition.
Yes, it is the I Believe edition.
Think I'll be getting other Joe Henry figures.
Say his name.
Right.
Maybe he'll appear. This was not on our list, but we were talking with Tom last week, two weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. I think I asked him, any chance you guys could do TNA figures too?
And there was a good maybe. You never say never in wrestling, right?
Yeah, boy, was I right.
Man, it was so good to see, though. And not throwing shade, not going to mention names, but I'm happy that TNA is finally getting a proper toy line.
Oh, again. You mean we're not going to mention Powertown?
Who?
Powertown. The guy who stole my money for those Remcos, and I never saw
what?
Exactly. I'll mention them because they still owe me either figures or $200.
You should get both at this point. I think Magnum TA should drive to your house and drop off the prototypes and write you a check.
And every other person that ordered them.
Yes. 100%.
It's like, what a joke that company is.
Yeah, but don't let Powertown rain on our parade because we got Joe Henry staring right at us. Available now at Ringside Collectibles. I mean, you go there. It's shipping. Mine's on my way. Tom's got his coming. I'm stoked, so I can't wait to get these in hand. I can't wait to talk about them on the air. We just got Demolition, it seems like yesterday.
Dude, it was 2 weeks ago.
It's insanity. I'm loving it.
Tom said he thought by the end of the year there might be another one. And he did say at one point, once they start coming, they're not going to stop, so let them keep on coming.
I'm here for it, man. So go get your Joe Henrys. Believe. Sing the song. Clap your hands. Turn around. He'll be at your doorstep by the time the song's done playing. It's that easy. I love it.
Order this now. Stoked. You're a fig guy saving yourself another 10%. All right. Now we're going to move to new and in stock, Mike.
Ooh, they're new. They're in stock. They're on my desk already. I don't know how that happened, but we got the brand new, beautiful WWE Ultimate Edition Dominic Mysterio. And very fitting for John Cena. Umaga! So pumped to have an Ultimate Edition Umaga in the collection. And possibly the pinnacle of Dominic Mysterio figures. This is the best of the best, man.
This is great.
Yeah, so excited. Love every minute of it. I can't wait to open them. I'm pumped. I love it.
I agree.
I didn't even get to open up my Dominic Mysterio Elite yet. That's how fast these ship from ringside.
See, I skipped on the Elite because I knew this was coming.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we get to unbox with us.
I'm here for it, man.
Also,
ooh, yeah, we got WWE Elite 123. We were just talking about Demolition. Mattel coming out with Demolition on the fast, man. I love how quick these are coming. So good. But we got Nikki Bella, the Great Khali, Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre, and of course, Demolition X and Smash, baby.
I believe, because I ordered these, 4 months ago? My Demolition are coming tomorrow along with Joe Henry. I only ordered Demolition from this set.
It's a merry early Christmas for you, Tom.
Yeah. The fun thing about pre-orders is you never know when you're going to get them.
Yeah, these snuck up. These came out so fast.
Yeah.
Really did. I remember talking about these at Mania.
And I can't wait to compare these to the unsanctioned, because they both look great.
Yeah, and enough variety to warrant buying both.
Yeah, oh yeah.
My opinion, yeah. Absolutely.
I agree. And you just think, I'll buy Demolition Ultimate editions when they come out as well.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Is that going to be a Ringside 2-pack exclusive? Or a 3-pack collection? Exclusive? Well, Smash was never in Coliseum Collection.
Well,
it was never in LJN.
It's a new era.
Yeah.
Right? You never know.
No, you don't. You
never know. But I get it. Kali looks great.
Kali does look great. Apparently, it's the same Build-A-Figure, but they fixed the height.
The height?
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
So we'll see.
As somebody who missed out on the Build-A-Figure and also didn't like the red attire for the pants, I think this is
the red attire. I have that one. I built it.
Oh, it pops. But I mean, this is, if you're thinking about Great Kali, I always think about him in those big baggy black pants and Punjabi prisons and
Looks good. Looks good.
Talking the Punjabi prison out of existence. Don't want to hear about it. But that's not all. Because we got, let me tell you something there, Cody Rhodes. Retros 2026, Wave 1 of the Ringside Collectibles exclusive brought to you by Jesse the Body Ventura. These are awesome. I mean, this is your Saturday night's main event all in one package. You got CM Punk, you got Cody Rhodes, and of course, you got the man himself dressed for success, Jesse the Body Ventura. I love it. This might be one of my favorite retro sets to come out.
Yeah, definitely one of the best retro sets. I agree. I need to see CM Punk. Even though we have the heels and faces, I think I like the sculpt on this one better.
Oh, yeah.
This Jesse looks great. I love this. This is Saturday night's main event, Jesse. If there's a Saturday night's main event, Jesse.
It's the best.
Yeah. And Cody.
So good. Yeah.
So
cool. Get your retro fix in with the last wave of 22. I mean, not the last wave, but the last wave of 2026? Wave one?
Well, no, first wave. First wave of 2026.
Last wave of 2025, first wave of 2026. You heard it here. Yeah. And that's not all. Because, man, I was just talking about the main event line to somebody and said how big of a step up these are. But this is no shortfalls here, man. This is great. We got Jade Cargill with the short hair. We got Jey Uso. We got Jimmy Uso reunited, and it feels so good. We got The Undertaker in his American Badass of beautiful gear, and Brutus, the Barber Beefcake, man. This is a solid main event wave.
Strutting and cutting. This is the WrestleMania set, so.
It's a good set.
Yeah, it is. It's a real set. And are now in stock as well, so.
We got it.
That's it for our ringside roundup for today. Mike, before we dive into Unbox with Us, I was sitting in bed last night, and I was thought of something. Or this was the other night. It wasn't last night.
Oh, yeah.
But I was thinking back to the original LJNs. I know LJNs are, like, off the charts right now. They're super popular. But I thought of something that might prove why LJNs might be the most influential wrestling figure line of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to show you the original packaging. Okay?
I'm watching.
What does it say on top?
It says Wrestling Superstars.
I'm beginning to think, because that was the name of the line, right?
Yeah.
They didn't call the WWE Superstar, the WWF guys Superstars before these came out. Did Vince McMahon come up with the term and calling the wrestlers Superstars from the LJN line?
Ooh.
That's huge if it is the case.
Yeah. I never thought about it.
I mean, they weren't superstars. You think about it back then. I mean,
yeah.
Even the new ones, you look at the new ones, they're WWE superstars. So they kept the name because we know we got our wrestling superstars. Was LJNs ahead of their time? Did they name what our beloved WWE wrestlers would be called forever? Is that, I need to get to the bottom of this. How do we get Vince McMahon here to ask him?
We got to figure it out. Much like John Cena was calling him out for Joe Rogan's podcast. Vince, we know you're watching. You always watch. You're like, you call in all the time. You always get us to put over stuff. Just let us know. Let us know. You can write in the comments if you want. We would like to hear.
How huge is that if that's the case, though?
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
I mean, it's not like we have, let's call them elite guys or whatever. Like, we have elites and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Jax called them. Well, they called classic superstars.
They were superstars still, yeah.
So, but I think LJN coined that term, and I need to get to the bottom of this.
I'm here for it,
man. You know who would
man.
Probably know this? Jeremy.
Yeah?
How do we reach out to Jeremy and see if he
we
knows
We should
this?
Absolutely reach out to Jeremy and ask him about this. So, it'll be a good brain teaser for him.
Yeah, you know? Maybe he knows people to ask.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've listened. If there's anybody that knows people, Jeremy Fenauer knows people.
You used to have Vince McMahon cells? Give me that number. I'll call him right now.
Hey, pal.
So, he changed his number recently, actually. I don't know if you knew that or not. So
it's okay. He's only a few people have it.
Yeah, well, I know somebody who doesn't have it anymore. His name is Matt Cardona. He used to call him and text him, and then all of a sudden one day he called and texted, and it was like, doo-doo-doo, the number you have reached. There's no longer
How much funnier would it be if it was Vince? The number you've reached is no longer in service, pal.
Yes, my.
Yeah, you're so
what do you think of that? Like,
I love it. I think it could be true.
I did. Hold on.
If anything, it definitely planted the seeds.
I did. I'm trying to see if I found some information. No, I don't see anything here. Vince McMahon took full command and launched a national expansion. Superstars became the intentional brand. And so it says when Vince McMahon Jr. in 84 to 85, that's when they became the superstars. International branding. That's when they became superstars. Hogan, Piper, Savage, Shatter weren't just wrestlers anymore. They were WWF superstars.
Wild.
That aligned perfectly with MTV, Rock and Wrestle, and action figures, lunchboxes, and larger-than-life push.
Yeah.
And in 1986, WWF debuts the TV show WWF Superstars of Wrestling. That was, again, after the LJNs. At that moment, superstars became the official in-universe term for talent. From here on out, commentary, promos, magazines, and merchandise leaned heavily into it.
Ooh.
Why Vince loved superstars? Wrestler felt regional. Superstars felt global. Entertainment first and crossover ready. It separated WWF from territory-style promotions and helped sell the idea that these weren't athletes on a card, but icons on a stage.
Superstars killed the wrestlers.
So, I just, you know, to me it's huge if they did get that term.
Yeah.
From the LJN figures.
Listen, Vince is a mastermind genius, and when he does it, he's going in hard. So he probably had it all planned out to make it work that way. And we all
I need to find out. We need to talk to Vince or somebody from LJN.
Yeah, I'll hunt him down. I'll fly out to Connecticut this week. I'll get the in-depth scoop.
Just look for the guy speeding down the highway at 95.
just make sure you're not on the road at the same time.
In a car that costs more than our houses combined.
Yeah, that is an understatement.
Yeah, and then he goes, crashes it into somebody else, and he could have just like handed over a check right there. And
or the keys to the car, and she could have sold the scrap for just probably more than our houses are worth.
That is the truth. So
good.
We got some digging to do, Mike. I want to find out if this is any correspondence between LJN wrestling superstars and the term superstars becoming what we called our WWF wrestlers.
Yeah, I like it. That was some good detective digging.
Yeah, I'm just curious because to me that makes them the most influential wrestling figure line of all time. Yeah. I think they already are, but you cement it if that's why they came up with the term superstars. What are you thinking? Yeah.
No, I'm just... I have an announcement for when we get to the Unbox With Us thing. And
I think
not an announcement, but yeah.
I'm ready for your...
Hit the bumper. Let's do the damn thing.
I can never find the bumpers.
Either could Vince.
Hey. All right, here we go. All right, Mike, what's your announcement? Right.
My announcement is I am one LJN away from having the complete all colors, all cards, all series one.
Wow. Yeah. So wait, what do you mean all blue and all black?
I got all blue.
Yeah.
Or I have all dark blue.
Okay.
I have all black, and I'm only missing John Cena from the light blue.
Okay, because I have all the blue that are this blue and then all the black. I'm not going crazy looking for the other variant blue.
I only went for the variant blue because it's getting pulled. Once I figured out that was the running change, I had to have it.
I got to put all mine on a table and figure out what I have and what I don't have.
I sent you that picture on my floor.
Yeah, you did.
Well, you know what's funny, too, is because I have Dusty just hanging out here, Blackheart Dusty. I thought I put the blue card Dusty behind him.
Yeah.
And I was at the store and I was like, no, I have a blue card Dusty. It's Logan Paul I'm missing. I bought too many Logan. I have a Logan Paul problem in my house right now. And it's bad, but it's okay. We're going to make it work. I'm so all in on these. I love it. It's just seeing them in the store is awesome. I can't explain it.
When do we stop giving Logan Paul a little less heat now that he's there full time every week?
And I love Logan Paul as wrestling wise. Dude, I'm only giving him shit because I'm giving him shit.
He's a great heel, dude.
Yeah, he's the new kid.
He's a great character, and he's great in the ring. Like, I think it's time we stop throwing so much shade at him and be like, okay, man, this guy is really devoted his full time job to being a pro wrestler. And
did you see the video?
That's an amazing thing.
Did you see the video with the writing on his hand? And he's like, this is all dumb. His prime is good. I love it. Good heel work. Absolutely love it. And he's literally being taught by the best.
We didn't even mention Austin Theory returning to Raw, but
that was Daniel Garcia. Looked just like him.
I thought it was a great little way they revealed him. I like the change with the haircut. Austin Theory, and he looked more serious. I'm kind of curious, excited to see where this goes, because I do think Austin Theory has a ton of talent. I do think he stands out. So,
you want to hear my hot take?
Yeah.
John Moxley killed mask people and hoodies for me in pro wrestling. I never want to see it again.
I kind of get that.
I was like, oh, not this again. And then they were teasing it could be multiple people, but they were, everybody was saying it's Theory.
Well, it's kind of funny you should say that, because the first week he was there, he kind of did the Moxley stand. And I was like, is he doing that on purpose?
Yeah.
So
he might have been.
Yeah.
Good teasing. Did you see the video, the AI videos of talent backstage with Cena?
No.
There was one with Mox. He's like in a green hoodie and he's got his arm around him. And I was laughing because I was like, dude, you know that's not Mox. He's not bleeding.
Yeah.
It's absolutely AI. But yeah, it was, I'm not sold on Austin Theory. He's a great, great in ring performer. But I still agree with WrestleMania Cena.
I think he has a lot to prove yet.
Yeah.
I think he could be a big star. I really do.
I think he got labeled as Vince's boy. And that's what kind of pigeonholed him.
I agree, but I also think that's why we haven't seen him in a while. They kind of pulled him off TV. Now they got a fresh reset. So
I mean, he chubbed up in the face a little bit in a good way.
Yeah. So
that's why he had a very Daniel Garcia presence.
Yeah, I didn't even see that. I didn't catch that, but you're right. I do. I could see it now.
Yeah, well, somebody posted a photo of Austin Theory last time they showed him. He was that skinny faced.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm good. Give him a new gimmick. Get him out of taking selfies every 2 seconds. I don't need
it. I think this is fresh. I'm excited to see where it goes. Is he actually part of the vision? Where is it going? I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to see
vision,
though.
The vision doesn't stop.
Yeah. I like that they didn't drag this on forever. We found out last night. So it was like 3 weeks.
Missed it. That's how little they threw that in is I totally missed the fact that he took the mask off.
Oh,
I thought he came out. Well, you're running around. I got kids, man. I'm not trying to steal Heath's thing, but I was watching it and just going back and forth. And I just I was like, oh, Raw's over already. Yeah. Totally missed it. But then I seen it and I was like, oh,
I started 10 minutes late. I hate that.
Yeah. Me, we both did.
Fast forward through the commercials to catch up anymore. I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. I want more Saturday Night Main Event themed shows.
Oh, I agree. We have another one coming up in January.
They're great. Yeah.
And also, did you see one of the people higher up in WWE said they'll be working on a new rights deal for the whole library in January? So hope it lands somewhere fun, somewhere easy. Maybe Netflix.
I heard they were possibly going to go to YouTube.
I heard that rumor, but
they make a lot of money on YouTube.
They do, but I think they're looking to sell the rights and stuff.
That's crazy.
I'd rather go to Netflix and I could just go to one thing. Because I tell you what, last night I watched the Naked Gun movie, and then I watched more episodes of Dukes of Hazzard, and I wanted to go watch something of old wrestling. And it's like everything's just so in flux right now. I kind of got frustrated and just didn't do it.
Yeah. Where is it? You're better off YouTubing.
I thought I could try and watch all the Rumbles between now and Royal Rumble.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Dude, I would love to do a podcast where we sit down and watch every Rumble.
Just the Rumble matches.
Just the Rumble match, yeah.
Because if we did pay-per-views, it would take
a whole other year. Just we start with all the men's matches, and then we can do the women's matches.
I'd always be down for that. I favorite pay-per-view. This is a Rumble. I love the Rumble.
I don't think there's a WrestleOne fan alive whose favorite pay-per-view is not the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, well, I get it. Like, just listen.
It's just the most fun.
There's some little kid out there that'll say, you know, Hell in the Cell's his favorite pay-per-view.
Yeah, right. What do they know? They're little kids.
Yeah. Like, no, great match. Don't get me wrong. No.
It's like playing craps in a casino. It's the most fun game because you're with a bunch of people. There's so many different things that can happen. It's the most fun game for a lot of people.
You never know what's going to happen.
It's the most fun wrestling pay-per-view because you never know who's going to enter. You never know who's going to win. It could always be something you're not expecting. Like the Rumble, you expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
There's no
need to go to a Rumble.
Every man for himself. I've never been to a Rumble, but it's on my bucket list.
I definitely want to.
I want to do the on-location thing with the green shirt guy and go sit in the front row at a Rumble.
Yeah. He can pick up the tab, too.
Sure.
Yeah. we'll wear frowny face green shirts and we'll sit next to him.
No, I'll wear a shirt that says Fig, and you can wear the shirt that says Guys.
Like that.
We just got to make sure that we're sitting in the right
corner.
So when we're on TV, hey, it says Fig.
Guy Figs. You never know what that could be.
Everybody's searching Guy Figs and I can't find us at all.
Yeah.
So
or
I
you'll find something wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. I only got two things this week, which you have shown right there, but something
just,
I pre-ordered a few
just
months ago.
Here.
I got
good.
Dirty Dom, the Ultimate Edition. Like I mentioned earlier, I was looking at the Elite and I was going to get the Elite, but I'm like, why am I going to get the Elite when I have an Ultimate Edition pre-ordered?
It's still sitting in the package. Like, it's,
you still have to
I don't know what
Mike?
To do with it. No, because I'm going to... I need the Elite, too. He's got different gear.
Okay. I only needed one.
I'm one of those guys where, like, I like the purple, but I hate the purple on him. Yeah, but it's still better than the last Ultimate. And then you get this in hand. You're like, well, this is a work of art.
Dude, are they sure Eddie's not his father?
I mean, I keep saying it. It's either Eddie or it's Cheech.
Because holy smokes. And then
it's beautiful.
I got both sets. I mean, both figures from this Ultimate Edition set. Kind of wonder, too. This set was only two. Who was the third person that got canceled?
Yeah.
It was somebody else.
I almost wish it was Eddie in this set, just because it would have been fun to have Eddie and Dom in the same set.
They should have done a set, Eddie, Ray, and Dom.
Ooh, that would have been fun.
No, but look at this Umaga man. Look how awesome.
Another underrated heel, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah, we got Armando coming.
His manager might be coming soon, right?
Well, yeah. I know he signed a Legends deal.
He signed a Legends deal. We need to build a figure of him.
Yeah. Did you hear the thing about Getty Images and the Legends deals?
No.
So apparently, whenever there's a pre-signing for Legends deal, like when it's official on their end, but we don't know, Getty Images gets a crop of new pictures to use for, you know, merchandise and stuff like that. Yeah. So there's some interesting names that have been popping up on there, like Chavo Guerrero.
Yeah, I heard he
stuff like that. Yeah. So like they just seen they had Mark Henry a few weeks before he was officially announced.
Oh.
So there's somebody found the key over there.
That's
so
interesting.
So you
I hate Getty Images.
I hate Getty Images too.
You know,
Worst photos online is Getty
Images.
Well,
it's not only that, but they ruined the industry I was working in because, you know, shooting for magazines for years.
Yeah.
It was very profitable when I first went into it. And then I was in there. Getty took over. They started getting clearance for all the same events all of us soap photographers did and started selling to the magazines at a fraction of the price to price us out.
It's dirty.
Yeah. So that's why, like, Getty kind of screwed
They blockbuster
independent
your ass.
Contractor exactly like me was making a living taking those photos when they came in and started charging a lot less.
Yeah,
covering. I used to go to the daytime Emmy Awards. I used to go to every soap opera event, every gala they had, and then Getty would be there. And instead of charging what we charged, like actually we didn't even charge a magazine. So all the magazines had like the list of if you get a photo this big, you get paid this much. If you get a full size photo, you get this much. And then Getty comes in and it's like $25 any photo you want to use, any size.
It's insane.
So are they going to use my photos and pay me a few hundred bucks for a photo? Or are they going to pay $25 to Getty?
You could be Pablo Picasso. And they'd be like,
yeah.
$25, $25.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to pay my bills.
I
had magazine photos on a cover of soap opera magazines that paid more. And Getty just came in and stepped on all of us. So
ruined it.
Yeah,
never was a fan of Getty Images for other reasons, but
now you know why I hate them.
Now I don't like them even more.
Yeah, so I could have still been shooting Getty
that
magazines.
Out of here, huh?
So honestly, I'm glad I'm not shooting anymore.
Yeah,
it was stressful. It was a backstabbing industry. Even between, like, not me, like, everybody loved me because I was nice and respected everybody. But yeah, there were other photographers that would stab you right in the back.
It happens no matter what kind of line of work you're in, but
yeah,
I'm sure it's more cutthroat the more it was intense. Yeah, so it's
cutthroat.
Those bastards.
I could tell stories. And I've been on every set of every soap opera there was. I got to met R.I.P. Tony Geary. Luke and Laura passed away this week. Got to meet him and Jeannie Francis. They were in New York during the anniversary of Luke and Laura's wedding. They did like Rock of Ages. I got to go cover that event. Got to meet both of them.
That's cool.
I think I got to meet every name there was. I got to meet Florence Henderson. I got to meet other major names that would do crossovers with daytime television. So I got to meet Pat Sajak, Alex Trebek. So
that's the best.
I got a great Pat Sajak story. I was at the Daytime Emmys when you're in Las Vegas, and you know when they have these award shows, they have these gift-giving suites?
Yeah.
And you can walk around and get gifts from all these different people who sponsored the award show.
Yeah.
And Pat Sajak walks in the room, and he does not want to be there. And he looks at me, and I'm just standing right here. He walks in, and he looks at me. He's like, all right, I stepped in. Can I leave now? And I just laughed. And he was just like he was, that same witty sense of humor that he had on Wheel of Fortune. He just did not want to go, and there was nothing to see in there.
Listen, I'm sure he's been to so many of those.
Oh yeah,
and so many events just like that where it just 100%. Becomes a it becomes that you're like, can I just leave now? Like, yeah. I'd rather go be eating lunch or something.
I met so many. That's so, and I keep in touch with some of them. Some of them were big wrestling fans too. Oh, God, I can't even think of his
name. Two go hand in hand,
Justin, man. Justin, married to Alexa Havens. He played the new Knight Rider. Justin Brewing? Hold on, now I got to look it up.
Sounds familiar.
Justin Brune. Yes, here it is. Justin Bruning. He was on All My Children. I never knew this till after, but it's kind of funny. Justin Bruning, and then he went on, he played a lot of other things, but he was done in one. Remember they had a new Knight Rider for one season?
Yeah.
He was the new Knight Rider. Huge wrestling fan, right? That's I didn't cool. even know it at the time. You know how I found out? When we were on a tavern, Sneed used to work at Tower Records and knew him because he would come in there every month when the new WWE DVDs would come out to buy them.
That's hilarious.
And that's how he met him. And I'm like, I knew him for all those years. I didn't even know he loved wrestling. That's so crazy.
Small world.
Yeah, but a lot of the soap opera stars loved wrestling back then. So.
Of course.
And even back in the day when I was a kid, Hulk Hogan, Don Morocco, guest starred on Search for Tomorrow. They did a whole little storyline arc for a few weeks.
That's cool.
So where they were setting up for a match at MSG. So
that's kind gotta of love cool. the
Mike,
old time
I
stuff.
I want you to come in March to go to the Big X's event.
To hang out with Don Morocco.
Well, there's a whole bunch of other people going to be there, but the original Rock is going to be there.
The original Rock.
So, Mike, why don't you show us?
I don't want his name on my truck piece.
But he's the Rock.
I'll give him a handshake. I don't want to
meet Don Morocco.
Don't be Moroccan up my truck piece there, bro.
So you've seen what I got this week, Mike. I know you got something else. Why don't you show off what you got?
I thought I had more, and then I'm looking around. And I was like, "Wait, I don't have anything." I did want to show this off before I get into the cool stuff, but I put this together. This is the fun little knuckle cruncher set, still available at Walmart too. By the way, this is really cool. So it's like a transformer. You got your backstage play set. So this is like a little launching pad up at the top. Very cool, right? And then this twists somehow and opens. There we go. And you got a whole backstage playset for your knuckle crunchers, man. And it folds out really well. It's got the breakaway panels and stuff, so you can pop out the walls. You know, you can see somebody through it. Very, very well put together for what it was. And the Rock figure is really cool. It's got a little steel cage like backstage set. Things come off. It's an awesome little set, man. Big fan of playsets. This knuckle crunchers does it right. I think this is cool. So don't sleep on this if you guys are collecting knuckle crunchers, man. And you got the final boss Rock with the microphone. It's a cool little Rock, man. If you didn't get the other Rock, this is a nice pickup towards it. But it's there he is. Boom. Look at Dwayne.
Yeah.
Ready to take your soul and then leave you hanging for the rest of the year. He's doing this thing. So super, super cool. Big, big fan. Knuckle Cruncher stuff, man. I don't see it enough is my only problem with the line.
Yeah. It's really disappeared from the shelves, honestly.
Yeah, but man, I got a nice another flashback. We're staying mini this week. This is Mike Mini Mania, but I got this cool package from our friends over at Pro Wrestling Tees, and I got a letter to read from you from the owners here, buddy. Thank you for ordering our first ever action figures, because if you guys know, the wrestling heroes are, they're coming, man. They're out shipping for everybody. But because you ordered the pre-sale bundle, we are including an additional special surprise Chase color variant. Absolutely free. Gotta love Pro Wrestling Tees hooking it up. We only made 100 chases of each figure, and these chases will be released with the general on sale. After the initial feedback, they have plans to already upgrade these. These aren't even in hands yet, and they're already looking to improve. So they're talking about bringing in Series 2 will include the O-ring construction, the metal pins in the shoulders, and they're going to have accessories, which sign me up. I love accessories. Wow. Yeah, right? And this, I mean, this first batch going in the hands, and they already got an update on improvements. We know how much we love transparency with pro wrestling collectibles, man. But we hope you enjoy Wrestling Heroes, and thank you for being a Pro Wrestling Tees valued customer. Wham, bam. Nice little note.
That's really
very
cool.
Very, very impressed. Yeah, super, super impressed. But we got to get into it, right?
We do.
We got to check them out. We got to feel them. We got to see them. We got to compare them. Look at how nice this Jake the Snake came out, man. I've seen a few of the chases. The chases have been looking very good, man. But love the carding. You got the limited, very G.I. Joe themed, but they were limited 1 to 1,000. And then check out the back of the cards. Tom, I know you got to see these a little bit in hand.
Yeah, I got to kind of, yeah. Display at Comic-Con. They look great.
So they're cool. They got their little character cutout in the back. Keep your, you know, information updated. Resealable package. I know you're on the fence with this because you like them when they got stickers on them.
I like for there to be a way to prove that it's mint on card.
Yeah.
That's what I
get it. Look at how clean that artwork looks, though.
Yeah.
Jake looks good with blue, man.
The artwork does look very clean. It looks sharp. I love the feeling that it has.
Well, here we go. In hand.
Wow, very sharp.
Yeah, Jake the Snake Roberts. I mean, for what this is, dude, look, he's got snakeskin boots.
Wow.
They're designed nice. He's got the tights look good. Articulation. They're articulated. You got knee articulation, leg articulation, elbow.
Right in line with my Dukes of Hazzard figure. So when I was
right in line with that, but also, Sarge has been waiting a very long time for some stiff competition, man. And just to hold these next to it, look at that. How cool is that, dude? This is insane. So, really so pumped to see it. So, like what they were talking about with the metal O-rings, as you can see on Sarge, he's got metal joints right here. These guys got plastic, but they don't feel flimsy.
At least they announced that they're going to change it to metal.
Yeah, and like you said, I'm good with transparency to begin with. So the O-ring gave you this articulation. These ones sadly do not have those, but they will in the next series, which makes it even cooler, I think. I love when toys evolve.
Yes.
And it's cool to have that first set of them. So we got Jake the Snake. Obviously, he looks great, but let's check out the rest of the line because I'm excited for these. We also have, it's the Macho Man, Randy Savage. I love that these are officially licensed. I love that they're different. You know, this isn't a Hasbro remake. This isn't this is just something unique. And it fits with wrestling because we got that Sarge so long ago.
I'm going to give Pro Wrestling Tees some credit, too, for not doing the whole pre-order thing. Like, it was a very short pre-order, not making people wait forever. Kind of didn't let us know until they were just about here.
Yeah. So. I mean, look at the deco on the trunks is all there.
Oh, wow.
Macho Man, he looks great in the bandana, as he always does. The only thing he's missing is Elizabeth and his Slim Jim. This is fantastic, and I love these. Look at the little art. Like, the articulation on them is fantastic. They look good. They feel good. Not cheap. Good plastic. So cool, dude. Who else do we got here? Well, we got it. We'll save the big name for last. But we also have a little bit of Danhausen, the biggest wrestling hero in the wrestling hero line. I don't think there's a more Superman out there than Danhausen right now.
He can curse you.
He can curse you.
Oh, wait, I'm not even on a screen right now. I don't have to do Danhausen.
You can curse. It's okay.
No, I'm not going to curse. We don't.
No cursing. No swearing. But we got Danhausen with a chest tattoo. Very nice. Very evil.
Very evil.
Look at that cool face. Like that. That is a great look.
Uh-oh. Did I lose it?
Good. Look, the gear is good. He's got the teeth on the waistband.
Yeah.
these are fantastic, man. I am super, super into these. I almost wish that these came out before Micro Brawlers came out.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how cool these would be if there's you had a whole line of these ready to roll with every company you work with? Look at that. Woo. It's the Nature Boy, baby. It's so good, man. And I love that they say, like, they got details on the back. Hall of Fame, hometown, oh, cool. Height, weight. You know, he shows you the knife edge chop, the eye poke, the figure four leg drop, leg lock, not leg drop. I don't
know. Dude, how good of a match do you think Ric Flair in his prime versus Gunther would be?
Oh, it would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Rick was not afraid to work.
No.
And that's, I think he would have taught Gunther a few things.
I think it would have been. They could have had an amazing rivalry.
There he is, man. The Nature Boy.
Little RF on the tights.
Yeah, on the boots, too. Like, they're not even playing games, man. This looks just like his Jazz Warriors figure. Looking good, man. But these are so cool. Just to hold them up and check them out in hand. Like, they fit.
You can't help but wonder who's going to be in Series 2, right?
I'm excited, man. Obviously, they picked some heavy hitters for this
series.
Maybe
Andre the Giant.
Oh, ho, ho. I can see them doing Andre.
I can see Andre being included.
Dude, I like how the knee cuts the joint right there. And it like bends. Natural. It does. It looks good. It's not like, no, not bad at all. And they did such a good job with just the whole overall feel of them, dude. And you think that's great. Like, they match with your Sarge. But Tom, I didn't even show off the best one. Here is the Macho Man Chase Edition, one of 100. Ooh, yeah, indeed. I don't even want to open it, but guess what?
The defining purple.
The other defining color. These are more of a pink.
The only defining color.
Pink and purple. These are your
CM Punk. Yeah, the color's a little off, isn't it?
Well, it could be my old age, too.
More so for that bandana. I don't think you ever wore a bandana that.
He could have had a yellow bandana here, right?
Right.
But hey, it's pro wrestling tees, and
whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm here for it, man. He still could elbow drop, and that's all that matters. But look at that, the one of 100.
I see lust in the eyes.
I got lust in the eyes, man. Yeah, but these are so cool, and right up my alley. I love unique, goofy little lines. This fits right in with my army toys that I got from the Royal Rumble army toy set.
Yeah.
And then these bad boys, they're so cool. So I am pumped. Pro Wrestling Tees, you did a great job. Go get them. Collect them while you can. I don't think they're up for order again yet.
Are they sold out?
I think the initial pre-order sold out.
Oh, wow.
I could be wrong, though. Go check it out. Pro Wrestling Tees. You know what's going to happen? You're going to go on there. You're going to forget why you went on there, and you're going to buy something else. So go to ProWrestlingTees.com. Check them out. Local boys, Chicago boys over here. Look at Dan. I got to check out the back of Dan Housen's car.
Oh,
he's
Mike,
not.
Mike, let's guess again. You just said it. Maybe we're getting some Road Warriors in Series 2.
Ooh, I would love to see some Road Warriors in little form. But look, Dan Housen is not in the Hall of Fame.
Should be.
But he is in the Hall of Fame. He should be the famous Hall, Dan Housen. I love the artwork, though. They did a great job on
these.
Great
job. Absolutely.
Super, super awesome. Shout out to Pro Wrestling Tees. I'm glad that people are testing the waters and getting into the figure game.
I love it.
I love to see it, man.
And I love that they're trying new lines and not just more retros or more LJNs. Not that I'm complaining about more LJNs, but we got two companies killing it. Mattel and Big Rubber Guys. We don't need any more LJN-style figures. We don't need any more Hasbro-style figures from more companies. The companies that are doing it are crushing it. Let's keep trying something new.
Yeah.
So, I'm all for... Maniacs put up their own little spin on retros.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun stuff to me.
So you got a little elbow drop? A little elbow drop action, yeah. They're so cool.
Cool.
Now I'm afraid I'm going to break them because my hands are so big.
Yeah, well, you're Andre the Giant.
I mean...
In a ninth wonder of the world.
That is it. Yeah, I am Andre the Giant. Look at that. You don't even know.
Oh my gosh.
They're so tiny. This Dan Housen has been cursed and he's in little man form.
Hey.
We like it. Hello, little man. It's so cool. I love these. So, so good. I think it's me buying the LJNs is what's screwing me up because I think I have more than I want to show, but I don't. But they do look so nice uniform on the floor.
I saw a bunch of new figures in store this week. I saw the Survivor Series set in my Walmart. I saw the Liv Morgan set and Dom set.
Speaking of Liv.
But I did get,
look how good she is. She's beautiful. I like the Liv.
I know we were a little iffy on the head, but she's got, it's the crazy girl scan for me.
Is that what it is?
Like, if you put her on the side, like, that looks like she's rubbing her arms on Dominic, getting him chicky tendies.
Oh, my
like,
God.
She's ready to roll. But this, like, the details, like, even the belt.
Oh, wow.
Killer and the boots. Everything's, it's a top tier figure, man.
Okay.
And I know that Mattel's going to be coming out with some bangers. Did you see that Stephanie Vacure?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my goodness. Coltez Customs, who was the really famous guy on Instagram that would make the girl toys and hand them to them at the events.
Yeah.
He's working on the girl figures now.
Oh, he is?
And he's doing stellar work because he's
legit?
He's the one on the Ringside Lives with Magic and Steve showing off the goods, man. So he showed off the Stephanie Valkyrie figure, and oh, my goodness.
Oh, I cannot. Well, I saw it. It's amazing. I need to pre-order it. Does look up amazing. There now. I need money. It has so much stuff I need to pre-order.
Absolutely. Mike,
can I borrow your credit card? No, I'm kidding.
You can after the year. She might be able to pay for some things. dude, yeah. Ultimate
Tiffy
Time is a 10 out of 10. Such a great figure.
Oh, cool.
She looks so good. The gear looks awesome, but they did this little magic thing, Tom.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't say magic loosely, but we got some detached.
My God, she's broken.
We got some detachables going on here, and I'm here for it. Absolutely.
I need to make a reel of you doing that with JR saying it. By God.
By God, he broke her hair. But I'm in awe, dude. So happy with all the cool figures we got.
Mike, might as well tell the people. I don't know if it's. Should we tell the people or should we wait about Friday? Is it definite?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let the noose.
All right.
We ruse before. Anything. Yeah.
Little tease for you guys. But also, guys,
stay tuned.
We'll have a special episode for next Tuesday.
Yeah, we will.
We're going to have a special pre Christmas Eve episode. We're going to have our buddy Michael LaPuma joining us. And we're going to just do a tribute to Hulk Hogan, talk about our favorite Hogan moment, show off some of our favorite Hogan figures as our Christmas episode this year. And then the following Tuesday, you're going to get our Figure of the Year episode. So, and then
I like it.
The but week wait. After that, we'll return to live episodes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think we're doing Figure of the Year live, right?
No, a little taping over the holidays ain't going to hurt nobody. We still want to give you guys your usual beautiful Fig Guys content at your regular pace, but we got to take some time off too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I got kids.
Enjoy the holidays. No. With kids, and kids are off from school, and we'll be doing.
I'm locking myself in my bedroom and playing with my toys.
Oh, I like that.
That's what I'm going to do for 2 weeks. So that's what we're rocking.
You can just stream live all the time.
I'm going to get one of those like corner cameras. It'd be like, instead of Pee Wee's Playhouse, it's going to be Mike's Playhouse. And we're going to check out all the cool stuff.
Anything else before we get out of here for the week?
Man.
Happy wrestling. Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends. Hanukkah going on right now.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah. We'll catch you guys with the Christmas episode for all the other holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Hanukkah's actually going down, so.
Yeah, it's right now. It started yesterday, it's right, I believe.
The time is now.
Really want to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah and all the stupid craziness in the world. We're not going to get into it here, but.
No.
It's just sickening, especially any time of the year, but. It's just sad there's such craziness in this world.
And it's always going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But that's what we're here to help out with.
Try little
to
make distraction.
A little less crazy.
Little distraction. Talk about
little distractions go a
long
way.
Talk about some fun. So,
but I love it, man. Wrestling was good to us this week.
Yeah,
collecting is always good to us. Tom, you're good to me.
Oh,
I try to be good to you.
I'm going to get your Christmas presents this week. So,
I didn't know it. I threw the one of 100 Macho Man instead of the regular Macho Man. We're gonna put him down. there you go. Look, we got tables for him. Your knuckle crutch, your accessories work great for your micro.
Oh, that's
your wrestling heroes.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mike, any closing comments? Any last thoughts for the week?
Thank you, Cena. Appreciate the 23 years, pal. It was a good run. I had a great time. Wouldn't trade it for the world.
Absolutely. Hard to believe it's over.
Yeah. But we'll happy see. It happened.
Absolutely.
You know?
Like I said, the outrage is only to show how much people did love him in the end. Like,
yeah.
That's it. That's
people grieve in many different ways. So. That's definitely one of them. Be pissed. Just emote. Feel it all.
Yeah.
It was great, though.
Absolutely.
You're wrong if you didn't like it. It was great.
Listen, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
I know.
But the nuclear heat that Gunther got last night was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So
loved it.
That's it.
He needs a new theme song. It's too much like Jaws.
Dude, I've always said it reminds me of Jaws.
I don't like it.
He's like a shark out of the water.
Yeah. But so. I mean, he's got to have better chops.
Yeah. Usually he does. So
he usually does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was.
He didn't want to hurt the greatest of all time. I guess. I don't
imagine.
Know.
Imagine if he tore his pack on his last match.
Ooh.
No fun.
No, definitely
no fun
not
for
any
anybody.
Fun.
Yeah. Right. Best in the world.
Best CM Punk.
He's already. Tom, we're down to Lesnar, Mysterio, Punk, AJ Styles. And Randy Orton.
From when? Like, what is...
From the previous generation.
And Jericho.
Yeah. I don't count him. He's not on TV yet. Again.
That is true. That is
yeah.
True.
He might be gone. His yeah. last time could have been his Ring of Honor champion. We don't know.
No, he has another little run in him, whether it's in WWE. I'm still not convinced it's in WWE. The way he trolls people, it could be still him returning to AEW.
I would love to see him in TNA.
He should do a little run in TNA. And I really do hope AJ Styles gets one more match in TNA.
Me too.
He deserves it, you know?
Me too. He does deserve it. Appreciate your heroes while they're here. And don't be mad when they have to leave. It's okay. Nope.
And when they try to do what they feel is best for the business, even if we don't love it, you got to support them. You really do.
Yeah, don't hijack the sadness.
No. All right, so until next week. That's it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Be well. Yeah. Be good. Good night.
Thanks for watching, Big Guys. Please like, follow, subscribe.